When the caucus scandal broke, ethics board members say they lacked the investigators to go after it. When state-paid prosecutors launched their probe, the ethics board let them have it. One thing the board wants now is money to enforce the laws that are supposed to keep our government clean. As it stands, the ethics board has to ask the very people it might want to investigate for the money to do it. Ethics board director Roth Judd explains.
Right now, the ethics board is obliged to go hat in hand to the legislature to ask for money to pay for those costs. Candidly, the legislature so far has come through and paid those bills. But even so, I think some further independence is merited here so that we know the ethics board can simply go in and look into each of those matters that needs to be inquired into.
The ethics board wants a new way to fund its policing role. It seeks what's called a sum sufficient appropriation from the legislature. That means as much money as is needed to investigate any wrongdoing. With a looming budget deficit, the board will be fighting for a diminishing pile of money at the Capitol. As a sign of that, Roth Judd says lobbyists are busy. They've spent $10 million in the second half of 2002.
What's very interesting about that is that there are no laws, there are no bills before the legislature right now. The legislature has recessed for this session, is not expected to meet again. But although the legislature has taken a recess, the lobbyists have not.
Another ethics board member intimates the lobbyists are busy trying to preserve their clients' dwindling piece of the budget pie. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.